Okay.
What up, what up? It's actually good to have you this week, man.
Yeah.
Word, word.
I don't know why you're not talking to me.
Oh, okay. Hello.
I wonder what went wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Two people who had so much together.
Oh.
We ought to get along.
Sing it. Sing it.
Hey. All right. So, Roro, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, boys. Nigga Jones, that's Two Gun Tony, and this is the Troublemakers Podcast. Like I said on the last show, new year, new name.
New. Oh, somebody just came in?
Yeah, Red came in.
It's Red.
What is up?
Hey.
I see the new layout, the Troublemakers, huh?
Troublemakers Podcast, yeah, new name. Yeah. New name.
That's what we do.
I love it. Trouble.
We cause trouble in the community. And the people's relationship.
Oh.
Man, oh man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is Talk Tuesday, as y'all know. So, somebody's phone just went off.
Is it somebody's phone?
Yeah.
What?
Damn it, bro.
Why you gotta blame it on me?
Because Mark Red just got here and it wasn't Digga and it wasn't me.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
No.
All right, so it is Talk Tuesday. And for those who are just tuning in or don't know what Talk Tuesday is, I go on my Instagram page and every Tuesday I get questions from my followers for us to answer on the podcast. So I saw some pretty interesting questions today, so why don't we just get started, all right?
What's the Red Row, me, you?
Red Row, yeah. That's
Red Row 4.
Anytime it's the core 4, we get the long-winded one out the way first.
You damn sure right.
Red,
don't act like Row ain't long-winded.
You know what? Stop it.
Red, her many
Row, Gunner, myself.
With her many a pauses.
Shut up.
That is true. That is true. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get into it. The first question reads, what is an unpopular opinion that you have?
Unpopular opinion. I feel like we had this question before.
We had something before.
Yeah.
It does sound familiar,
it
don't
it? It does. It's just in a different way.
I don't know. I'll go with the obvious one. It'll be a food one. Unpopular opinion for me, watermelon's not that good.
Oh, no, oh, no, wow. No. This nigga did this.
Oh, wow.
Ladies oh, man.
And gentlemen, boys and girls, the views of Red Boy does not express the views of the Troublemakers.
That's why I said it's unpopular.
Messing with the white girl.
But you know what's funny, though? You know what's funny though? Growing up, Red used to love watermelon.
What happened?
Actually, that is not true.
Oh,
growing up, I did not like watermelon. I remember, it was a summer. Mom and dad got a watermelon, and they cut you a piece. They cut our sister a piece, and they gave me an oatmeal cake.
I don't remember that.
Wow.
I think it was something where like when I was younger I choked on a seed and I was just afraid to eat it. I don't know.
You know what but you know what's funny though? When we went to Aunt Brenda's house, you killed that watermelon.
Nigga must have been hungry.
I'll eat it, but I'm not
But then again, you know, that summer we were sort of fighting for meals too.
Well, we damn sure were. And it was hot as hell out there too.
Word.
You know, say he don't like fried chicken and grape soda.
Oh hell no! I love fried chicken, grape soda. Yeah, shit. I almost said something about watermelon, man.
Ooh, my heart almost
stopped too. What's an unpopular opinion that you have?
Probably that avocados are delicious on everything, and Gunna's not gonna agree because he don't like them.
That's that Mexican shit.
Shut up. Everybody likes avocados, but a lot of people talk shit about them at the same time. So it's like, yeah.
Avocado. Ooh, yeah. Yo, make me a sandwich. You know, out of avocado slices are.
To be honest with you, I'm not an avocado fan either.
They're delicious, though.
Continue, though.
Okay.
I'm fucking up everybody's land. It's motherfucking his food.
Gunner.
Dang, an unpopular opinion? Everything I say is an unpopular opinion.
That's true. That's true.
Pick one.
That you don't give a fuck.
Hey, that's an unpopular opinion.
All right, so if when it comes to me, my unpopular opinion, this is going to sound weird, but those who heard the song will disagree with what I'm about to say. Eminem's Back is not a bad song at all. That's my
I actually like that song.
See?
Y'all share the same DNA.
Yeah, but except he doesn't like watermelon. Yeah. All right. So, question number two reads, were you sad by the death of Betty White?
I'll go first. Yes, I absolutely was. I tend to have a lot of compassion for like you know, celebrities who are just genuinely like funny and genuinely like themselves and do a lot for others. So like for me, like when she passed, it was almost like the equivalent of like when Alex Trebek passed, because there were two celebrities that I held highly, and they're older too. And, you know, I always get sad when old people die.
Right.
I was sad, but we can all agree that she lived a really good life. So, you know, and from thus far that they're saying, I mean, I think she just passed naturally, and that's a blessing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Me, I wouldn't say I was sad. Like, you know, she was 99.
Right.
Most people don't see 69.
So mine's just going to go with a story. Was I sad about the death of Betty White? I wasn't sad. I was more so shocked. And Tuga knows where I'm going with this.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So what ended up happening is me and Tuga, we were talking on New Year's Eve, right? Early New Year's Eve, mind you. Out of nowhere, we got on the subject of something and Betty White came up, right? And Two Gun says, out of nowhere, I don't think she's going to make it to 100.
Oh,
damn.
Which is, which is, you know, on the 17th, right? I said, for real? He goes, yeah, I just don't think she's going to make it to 100. So I took a nap that afternoon. And when I woke up, I got the People's news article saying Betty White, beloved actress, comedian, dies at 99. And the first thing I did was I called Gunner. I said, you son of a gun. This is the third time you did this year.
Yeah, about an hour later, hour and a half later.
But and it's funny because when I say the third time, because he predicted DMX's death, Shock G's death, and Betty White's.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, weren't you telling Gunna about manifesting earlier?
For real? Stop it. Don't manifest that stuff.
It wasn't on purpose.
I get it, but just don't say my name.
Nah.
I get that.
Don't say my name, man.
But you know what's funny? But you know what's funny, though? The day after, something compelled me to watch the Mac that morning. And Max Julian died.
Wow! Yeah, he damn sure did.
Wow!
Hey man,
didn't I say earlier that day? Yeah, man, I just got done watching the Mac.
Yeah, and I said, "What made you want to watch the Mac?"
And I didn't have a good answer.
Wow!
And later on that evening, he passed.
He passed. Wow!
Shit! That was 24 hours, man. That's 24 hours of y'all manifesting. I'm glad y'all didn't say my name.
Listen, I am going to be a millionaire this year. I'm manifesting.
Manifest that shit, yeah.
Yes, you are.
The next question reads, what is the worst turn down from the opposite sex?
Like, they talk about personal or
I'm guessing it's personal.
Yeah, like, so when I read this question, I didn't know if it was like, is this something that I'm turned off by that, or was it a situation where I got turned down by the opposite sex?
The way I look at it is the latter. I look at it as the latter.
Mm. So just like when I was turned down by the opposite sex?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is I had met this chick at some club or something, and we exchanged numbers. And we was texting for like a couple of days or whatever. And then like on the third day, she just hit me with the, hey, I'm just going to stop you right here. This isn't going to go any further than this. So I asked her why. She said, because you're moving too slow. I was like, damn.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like she was like, yeah, I'm just in it to have fun, blah, blah, blah. I thought you was cute, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we was talking. And, you know, typically if, you know, I'm not, if we ain't naked by like the first or second night, then I don't need to talk to you anymore. And yeah. I was like, wow.
What?
So, yeah. So I got turned down for moving too slow, apparently.
Wow.
Not be making that up.
Rope.
I started seeing somebody, right? Uh-huh. And we're supposed to meet up. And he heard me clear my throat. And he's like, hey, are you sick? I said, no, because I wasn't. And he's like, are you sure? I'm like, dude, I'm sure. Like, I'm not sick. I'm just clearing my throat. Like, what's wrong with that? We met up. And I'm not gonna lie, you know, we kissed that night. Tell me why the next day he texts me. He's like, you see? He's like, I can't do this. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you got me sick. And you know what? I just don't text me no more. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
My throat's itchy, bitch.
Yeah, no, he did. Basically, he didn't say bitch, but he's like, I can't do this. I said, are you serious right now? You know, after you talking about, oh, yeah, you so cool. Man, your vibe is so dope. And I can't wait. This is now making all kinds of plans too and shit. And the next day you're raspy and you don't want to talk to me no more? Well, fuck you then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't get a chance to see what that dope really did.
Nope.
Damn.
He fucked up?
Damn. You could have had a sore throat too.
But it was my fault. I got him sick. So I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I wasn't sick, but you got sick. Who did you kiss before me, fool?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But yeah.
Gonna.
Okay. I met this girl at a, it was some kind of magazine release party in Manhattan. And we exchanged numbers, got to know each other, whoop, whoop, whoop. She ended up being at the house one night, spent the night over. We in the bed, we start kissing and whatever. I start sucking the titties. You know what I mean? I hit her with the bowling ball move. I had two in the hole, the one on the clit. I was tearing that shit up, right? I guess she came and she turned over and said, I'm good. I was like, wow, you serious? She's like, yeah, I got mine. I'm going to sleep.
What?
Slap her in the face with a dick.
Yeah, I should have, but I was just so. I got up and smoked the blunt and said, fuck it. I ain't never talking to her again when she wake up in the morning.
So, man. Hey, I think she still owe you, man.
She does. She definitely does.
That's a 68.
And I owe you.
And I owe you one.
I had that. The bowling ball trick was too magic, I'm telling you. I was getting it.
Look, so mine goes way back, but I bring it back to the future. So I remember being in a library with one of my, you know, some of my friends, right? This was fifth, sixth grade. I never forget it because it was Adam Howard and Ronnie Mason. And like, yo, shorty over there wants to talk to you. I'm like, really? Because, you know, I was awkward. I was tall for no reason, had big ass ape hands and shit. And, you know, like, I was socially awkward. So the fact that somebody wanted to talk to me was kind of weird, right? So her and I, we started talking in the library, right? And she was just like, yeah, you were cute from a distance, so go back over there. So I'm just like, oh, word. Okay, that's cool.
So
middle school or high school?
Huh?
Middle school or high school?
Middle school. Intermediate school, actually. Sixth grade intermediate school. So let's fast forward 20 plus years. We used to frequent this spot called the owner's box, right? So it was, I'll never forget this. It was 10-cent wing night. It was me, you, me, Red, Ronaldo, and Cliff, right?
Yeah.
So this girl comes and sits next to us, and she's talking and so on and so on. And she said, hey, you remember that time back in school where you tried to talk to me and I just blew you off? I'm like, wait a minute, are you XYZ? She goes, yeah, it's me. This girl looks so bad and so bloated. That
wow.
I finally got the chance to say, hey, look, you're pretty cool and all, but why don't you go sit over there?
Wow.
And let me eat my wings over here. True to life story. I never forget that. And like I said, revenge is a dish served cold, and I served it with sprinkles.
Oh, she probably some wings too.
You said what?
She probably wanted some of them wings too.
She would ate that shit like what's that cartoon character? The one who put the wing in his mouth and could pull out a clean bone. Oh god, he did that shit.
God, wasn't that like
I know a human being that could do that.
Do you now, Gunna?
I'm not gonna say Robody's name, but you know.
It's me. Okay, it's me.
Oh my lord.
There's no need to lie, it was me.
Like a damn Nigerian.
She's a thermosaurus on the wings, too.
I first 48 some wings, okay?
Oh, my Lord. Right,
no DNA left on that motherfucker.
Sucking all the meat off.
All of it. Gristle.
Cartilage and everything.
Wait, what did Richard Pryor say? Richard Pryor said he had an aunt that could suck the shit out of a neck bone.
It held the bone dog.
Threw the bone to the dog, and the dog looks at her like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Next question says, what are you all trying to accomplish this year?
For me, my only accomplishment is to continue to move forward, not backwards, in some of the stuff that I am currently doing. Just keep staying on the up and up. And if I had like a physical accomplishment, it would just be to do some upgrades to the house. Try to do like a new patio and some gardening and shit.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
For me, I would have to say just continue to love on myself a little extra and keep putting myself first. Because we're not doing that shit this year. We already talked about that, nigga. Put on and yeah, I think that and probably catching up on some of these credit cards.
You know what? I said the same thing today, dude. I thought about taking out a personal loan to pay off some of this shit. I went wild.
But I already said it. I'm gonna sit down and be like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. And yeah, I gotta slow down on the shoes, but yeah,
I went wild at Christmas. Like, I gotta do the same shit.
So, I'm doing personal loans, 25 cents on the dollar.
Hey. We'll talk after this, too, guys.
Yeah. I just want $1 million. I want everybody I know to have $1 million this year.
Okay. That's a good accomplishment.
Sounds good.
All right, so the only thing I really want to accomplish this year is my drive to be happy. I'm not saying I'm not happy now, but anytime you get happy, you always figure to yourself, I could be happier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. It's just, you know, I'm happy in life right now. I just want to be happier. Now, the next question made me laugh. This is, this pizza is now $5.50. Should we be worried?
That was a funny ass question. I'm gonna go off the limb and say, like, we should have been worried like 2 or 3 years ago when the Arizona tea started jumping up to 129.
Right?
For real.
Like, you know what I mean? Arizona teas were 129. That shit was in some places. That was about a 2 or 3 years ago that happened. Dollar Tree right now is no longer a Dollar Tree. It's a dollar and some change tree. And so now... So now Little Caesars is $5.50, man. Like, look, this is just a domino effect, right? No pun intended with the pizza. But this is just the domino effect right here. Like, you're going to start seeing, like, a lot of stuff that you was like, damn, I thought I just paid $2 for this the other day. And now you're paying $3. So, right. I mean, yeah, it's just going to keep going up.
Yeah, whoever said that, they're gonna be okay. It's just 50 cents. Yeah, ain't nobody wearing Little
Caesars. 50 cent, man.
So yeah, you gonna be alright.
I mean, they need to be worried about that gas going to $4. Talking about pizza. Because all you get is one pizza. You got to put like 14-15 gallons in the car.
To go get the pizza.
Right, so.
To get over here making life and death decisions. Do I have enough money for a gallon or a pizza? Oh, jeez. And Two Gun actually brought it to a point because Two Gun calls me every evening of Tuesday and we go over the question. He goes, oh, no, it's not $5.50. It's $5.55 a pizza.
Wow.
So it's worse.
But some places was already $6.
Damn.
Yeah.
So the question reads again. Little Caesars Pizza is now $5.50. Should we be worried? I'm going to answer that with one word. Yes. So
if they're raising the price on cheap ass pizza, just imagine all the other shit they're raising the price on.
Man.
Right. Well, and minimum wage is still $7.25.
Damn right. You know,
dairy is going up. I guess tomato sauce and bread went up, so they got a 55 cent. Come on,
yeah, 55. Gotcha.
So the next question reads:
the crackhead ain't gonna be able to buy that one Lucy now. I guess I'd rather eat today.
Oh God! So the next question reads: where is it? Oh, there it is. Have you ever had to tell a lie because your significant other is crazy?
I mean, like now, no, because you know, I'm very straightforward about things. Whether like where I feel like I don't need to lie, because I'm just gonna give you the real. In the past, I have because I used to deal with a crazy chick and. Man. I always used to lie to her about everything just to fucking maneuver the way I wanted to maneuver. I would say now, I instead of like lying to my chick, I'll avoid situations. Like, she may not like to hear this, but like whenever she calls, sometimes I don't answer the phone. And I do that on purpose because I don't want to be bothered.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, but like, I don't lie to her like I used to in the past. Man, in the past,
right.
But now, nah, I'm good, man. I mean, the truth is more fun. So,
gotcha.
No.
Oh, that's easy.
No. On to the next gun.
Hell yeah. One, because if I am where I'm at, that's I'm at where I'm at. If I say where I'm at, that's where you gonna think I am. That ain't where I am. You know what I'm talking about?
That makes sense.
I need my little own personal. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
It never is a malicious lie to hurt nothing. But, you know, white lies.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I've had to lie to a significant other before. It's just like, oh man, the boys are on Call of Duty, but she wants to spend time and watch a movie. Why don't I just say I'm going to bed right now? You know, turn on the Xbox. We didn't live in the same house. You know, I just text her like, yeah, I might not be able to make the movie tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and go to bed. If you need me, my phone's going to be on loud. And all the while, I'm sitting around Call of Duty just like, yeah.
See, that makes it hard for me because I live under the same roof. So, like, well, I can't. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I can't be like, yo. That's why I have straight up. It's like, yo, tonight I'm on the game. So you don't like it? I'll be a motherfucker tonight, but I'm going to kill these niggas right on this fucking game.
My big lie was saying I'm about to go to sleep as I'm walking out the door to go to the strip club.
So the next question reads, have you ever heard a rumor about you? If so, what was it?
I got two answers for this. One answer is a weird one, but when I was in eighth grade, there used to be a rumor that I was gay. Let me explain. Let me explain. And Digga, pause. When I say this, pause, but Digga can attest to this. Like, early in school, around that time frame, you know, like, I wasn't the white girl slayer yet. So, I used to hang out with the homies. We used to play basketball and shit, but, like, nobody ever really seen me around women. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I mean, I was a kid. You know what I mean? So, there's this rumors. When this one chick, she was trying to holler at me. And you know, to my defense, she kind of looked like the ape from Congo. So I wasn't really feeling it, right? So she's trying to holler at me, and like, this is like some of the only times they saw me talking to a chick, and I turned it down. I was like, nah, I'm not with that. So
damn.
So everybody was like, Mark turned the girl down because he's gay. You know? And I was like, well, if I was gay, I probably would have hollered because she looked more like a man than Amanda. You know what I mean? Like, nah, but yeah, that went around until roughly around 8th and 9th grade, and then they started seeing me pulling chicks, and then that's a different story. The most recent rumor, I guess, like, when the older I got, was like, you know, like anybody who knows me, they know I'm a white girl slayer, but I also keep female friends, right? And I have like females that I just like that kick it with and chill with, that I don't do anything with. We're just friends. But for some reason, there used to be rumors all the time that I was fucking these girls, and I wasn't.
Damn,
they were just female friends.
That ain't a good rumor to have. Fuck it.
Hey, it's a turnaround from the fucking gay rumors. Tell you that much. Shit.
Roll.
I think the only thing was there was a rumor that I got back with my son's dad, and that's because he was telling people that we got back together. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, we didn't. Why are you lying to people? And I was getting calls from everybody. But I think that was the only thing that I can say about a rumor. Word. I shut that shit down real quick.
word. gonna.
I don't really think I ever had I never heard of none. I'm sure there may have been some out in the world. I never heard nothing back at me.
All right. Well, the only rumor I heard about myself was, I remember a female, we were getting close, whatever, whatnot, and when we were about to date, she goes, "Boy, I can't date you." I said, "Why?" "Because you're a deadbeat dad with 10 kids. I said, "Wait,
wow."
I said, "Wait, what? You're a deadbeat dad with 10 kids. I'm like, where the fuck did you hear that from? Well, people around work talk. Now, mind you, me and my ex-wife used to work at the same spot. So it was easy to figure out where the rumor came from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. She put 10 babies on you?
Yeah.
She put
when you're doing good, they don't want to. When you're doing good, they don't want to see you do good.
Exactly.
So that's the only rumor I heard about myself, and I found it pretty entertaining, to tell you the truth. So, the next question reads, 2 years into COVID, how have you adjusted to the new normal?
Well, for me, just making sure I'm following whatever guidelines I need to follow to keep myself and my family safe. I think, you know, just for me, learning a little bit to show a little bit more empathy to folks, right. Because, you know, like, everybody's going to do something. Somebody might have lost somebody to COVID, you know, so just being a little bit more empathetic. But at the same time, also making sure that I'm keeping myself guarded and prepared, because there's some crazy motherfuckers out there,
right,
who aren't handling this situation the same as others. And you just got to always be ready to throw them hands. Or, you know, pop off on somebody. So, right. You know what I mean?
Let
a
bitch sneeze on me. See what happens.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared for both, man. I want to be empathetic, but you come at me the wrong way, I'm gonna fuck you up.
That's man.
Rope.
Read it one more time, please, sir.
2 years into the two years into COVID, how have you adjusted to the new normal?
I honestly think we kind of didn't have a choice but to adjust, in a sense. just like your brother said, like, you just gotta go by what, you know, they say for us to do and stuff. Because, I mean, it's easy to be out there and catch it and stuff. So, I think just staying safe and just keeping a distance and all that fun stuff, washing your hands and just being away from people that sound like they're sick. And then right. they get you sick.
Right.
But, yeah, I just think we just had to adjust. We had no choice. And now we're adjusting and we're just trying to make the best out of it and not let it kind of like consume us either and not go on with our lives and stuff. So, but yeah.
I got an itchy throat. I think I got that shit from you.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm joking.
Gunna.
It really didn't bother me at all. I always been like a off to the side nigga, germaphobe, and always like my personal space amongst strangers.
Yes.
So, and, this, you know.
This whole pandemic has been in your favor.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't mind wearing a mask. It's, so you know what I'm saying?
I don't care. Tuga said, new normal. You mean my everyday life?
The only thing is, like, you got to change up personal shit, like that touching your face shit.
Yeah.
That was big for me because, you know, you always touching, you don't realize how much you touch your face until you can't touch your face.
Right.
Exactly.
I just put the door at Target and I can't touch my face. You know, looking for hand sanitizer and shit.
You think twice now.
It's just more like personal things you got to remember to not do. Like, don't lick your fingers after you ate them Cheetos. You know? So. Even though your hands might be clean, just, you know, just don't practice doing that kind of stuff no more.
Yeah. So, 2 years into this pandemic, how have I adjusted to the new normal? It's hard to adjust when the rules change every week.
True.
Yeah.
So, I do the best I can. That's how I'm adjusting to the new normal. The best I can. Following new guidelines, following new service regulations, and... Yeah.
Fucking guidelines. You got to do whatever been keeping you healthy for the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever you feel has been keeping you healthy, you just got to keep doing that.
Keep doing it.
Word.
So, if they tell you take the mask on, put that shit back on.
That's true. The next question reads, what's something you wish you could say to your ex?
Oh, man. Well, the first thing I wish I could say to some of my exes, yo, is where my money at? You know what I mean? Because I know there's a lot of them back in the day that still owe you, boy. I think the only thing I wish I would be able to say to any of my exes is just like, yo, like, look at me now. You know what I mean? Because I think in many ways, since I've been with those exes, whether it ended on good terms or bad terms, but I think I've grown a lot in a sense where I can say, hey, look, you thought I was a piece of shit. Look where I am now. I'm better than what you thought I was. Or saying right. like, yo, you know, I've grown and progressed. And like, we both agreed that I wasn't going to be here, but now I'm here. You know what I mean? So I think the only thing I would want to say to any of my exes is, yo, just, yo, look at me now. Look what I'm doing. You
know what Take I mean? A look a at me now.
Oh, God, me with the Phil Collins.
I think I would just say I hope it was worth it, and I should have took the motherfucking shoes back from you.
Damn.
Wow.
He got two purrs from me, and yeah, he didn't deserve them.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, if you get those 13s back, what size is he?
He's a 10 and a half. They wouldn't fit you. So.
Oh, but they damn sure fit
But I could have still sold him. I could have still sold them on gold or stock or some shit.
That's true.
Hey, man, hey, 10 and a half fit me, man. Do we need to roll up and grab
Man, let
shoes,
me tell you man? Something. If I would have got those shoes back and I had them, I would have sent them to you, okay?
Damn. Hey. Oh, yeah, no I appreciate problem. That.
Dead ass, I would have.
Hey.
I appreciate it. Bro, your box is in the mail, man. Your box is in the mail.
Word. Two guns. What's something you wish?
What would I say to an ex?
Yes.
Shit. Sure. Oh, well.
Short and simple to the point.
Yep.
Yeah, I got, you know, it is what it is. I never really had like no bad breakup like that, but it's like, damn, I probably would have been a couple $1,000 up if I didn't have you around.
Right.
Where you know? Is my money?
For real. You gotta run me back. Oh, I should rob your ass. That's why they just, oh, well, you can't, you know, you can't hold no.
All right. So something I wish I could say to an ex.
Look here, bitch, I don't care what happened to you. You go out there and get my money. I don't care if it's
changed my life. What movie is that from, too, guys?
What is that? Is that the Mac?
That's the Mac, yeah.
I'm trying to think who said that, though.
No, I remember she was just like, Cody, I lost all my money. He says,
oh, yeah.
Bitch, I don't care what happened to you. You go out there and get my motherfucking money. I don't care what time you come. I'm like, God damn.
Was that Diana?
Was it what?
Was that Diana?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, but something I wish I could say to my ex, it's going to be more on the lines of what Ray is talking about. It's just, look at me now. Like, you thought I was the shit? I am the shit.
But this and that, always the females go to, you ain't shit, you the bitch ass nigga, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but you wasn't saying that when you deep throating this Johnson.
It's just like the beginning of RZA's domestic violence.
You ain't shit. Your daddy ain't shit. That's my song right there.
And her homegirl in the back. That's what I'm saying. Her homegirl in the back be like, you ain't shit.
It's always a homegirl, right? It's always a homegirl.
Always. My ex lived with her homegirl, man. Oh my God.
Damn.
Jeez, Louise, that shit was terrible, man. But I got a story about that. I ain't gonna put my business out there. That's for another show.
You got ounces of my semen in your stomach, but I ain't shit.
Yeah. That's with you.
All right, so the next question
is specifically for Red and I. Oh, it says, share one funny story of Mark when you were younger. Mark, share a funny story of D. I guess that's me.
So
I'll go first. I don't know if the story is funny, but I do want to share the story of where you did stand up for me. So we was at our brother's house. Our brother, if you don't know me and Digga, we have another brother who's been on the show before, Adam. We was at our brother's house playing basketball. Daniel, for some reason, was standing on the basketball court eating macaroni and cheese.
No, it was a macaroni and cheese. It was a tuna fish sandwich.
Oh, a tuna fish sandwich. I thought it was macaroni and cheese.
It was a double-decker tuna fish sandwich.
It was a double-decker tuna fish sandwich. And Adam was sitting on the porch. And I was playing, actually, ironically enough, I was playing one-on-one against one of the dudes that Daniel named earlier, at the other Adam. And he wanted to play for money. So I was like, and back in the day, like, I used to be pretty nice in basketball. So I was like, all right, let's do this. So, like, I'm up on him, Paul, and I'm like making shots and shit, and then he just started cheating, started calling all these fouls, these travels that was non-existent. Daniel's watching from the sideline like, yo, man, why you cheating my brother? And he was like, man, shut up, Daniel, blah, blah. We kept going. So at this point, I'm over it because, like, every single time I lift my arm, he's calling the foul or some bullshit. So at that point, I'm over it. He started making some shots. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not even going to finish this game. So Daniel's arguing with him. And then he looked at Daniel and said something like, shut up, Daniel. All you do is eat. So he makes some. So I'm like walking off the court because I'm like, I'm not doing this. So he makes some kind of shot. And then he's like, well, that's the game, blah, blah, blah. Give me my money. And I'm like, I ain't giving you shit. And then he starts like trying to punk me. So he turns around. So Daniel jumps up. Daniel jumps up and was like, yo, get my brother's face or some shit like that. So he pushes Daniel. Daniel, if y'all ever watched the WWF, when you push somebody to the ropes, they bounce off the ropes. So he pushes Daniel and Daniel hits the basketball goal, but he bounces off the basketball goal like a fucking WWF rope and just goes darting at this kid. And like, and when I say Daniel is fucking him up, Daniel is fucking him up. I'm like, this dude can't get a move out. Like, and you know, nothing against you, Digga, but Digga was going at him with the windmill. And I know y'all know what the windmill is.
I just got a visual.
Right.
I did hit him with a windmill, but the thing about it,
arms going at the he was fucking him up, and then he started going with the windmill. Two arms going at the propeller motion. And it's just like nonstop, and then dude's laying on the ground all fucked up. And then finally, Adam gets off the porch. He's like, yo, yo, chill, leave him alone. And this dude's all fucked up. He gets up, his shirt's all tore up. He's all bleeding and shit. He looks at Daniel and says, Fuck you, Daniel. Do you want to walk me home?
Wow.
I was like, what?
True story.
Just fucked this dude up, and now you want to walk? Well, you need it for protection or some shit? Like, yo, and then, like, I'm not even going to lie. We end up walking him home. And then we went to the football game together that night. And mind you, this was not even our homeboy. This was just some neighborhood kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, that shit was jokey as hell, man.
It happened though. So it says share one funny story about Red. Okay, so I'm not certain if Red remembers this, but this is how I knew Red was not only a leader but a hustler. So we were at summer camp one year, right? And there was this, remember they had a barbecue here, right?
Yeah.
So there was this one counselor named Miss Miller that everybody hated, right? So out of nowhere, you know, we're having this barbecue, whatever, whatnot, right? And Red's just like, damn, I want to go inside and grab a soda, but I ain't got no money. So Red was just like, Daniel, Carlton, come here. Tommy, come here. So we all go to Red, right? He goes like, now, who goes to this camp and who doesn't? So we're pointing him out, right? Out of nowhere, Red is just like, hey, you want a hamburger and hot dog? Yeah, that's going to be $2. And they was giving Mark money.
Oh, my God.
like we would point out the people who did not go to the camp. And Red would walk up to him and be like, hey, that hot hamburger and hot dog, I'm good? Yeah. Did you get the $2, you know, the $2 cover charge? And they're like, no. And they were reaching their pocket to give Mark money. Now, Miss Miller caught wind to this. So how Red was smart is Red would sit there and after he got a soda, he would put the money like in the soda can. We're just like, what? So, and she was,
oh,
just
yeah,
like,
I was hiding the money. Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, empty out your pockets. So Mark would empty out his pockets. There's nothing there. Everything's in the soda can. And she just like, you know, and who you say charged you? They're like, I don't know. I think it was him. And Mark's like, see, you don't even know who charged you. You already lying. You lying. And I don't know. Like, there was no substantial evidence that Mark was charging these people for anything. So after Miss Miller left and, you know, went and did her thing, he pulled the money out the Pepsi can and he's like, XYZ for you, XYZ for you, and XYZ for me for organizing this. And we all went about our business with a pocket full of money.
That's kind of dope.
Shit, man. I'm like a black Bart Simpson.
And that's what happened.
So, I remember that.
The next question reads, do you have any jail stories?
So my jail story, it goes like when I first got to jail, and I was in there for 30 days or some shit like that. The first person that I saw that recognized me was a barber that used to cut me and Digga's hair when we were younger at Mass Barbershop.
Yep.
Big, like you could tell he's been in for a minute, like big user dude, but apparently he was like the kingpin, if you will, of the jail. So when he saw me walk in there, the first thing he did was like, why the fuck you in here? You too young to be here, whatever. You know what I mean? But he looked out for me, so that was cool. So in jail is where I learned how to play spades. Okay. And if you know anything about spades, like the first couple times, if you don't know what you're doing, you're gonna do something when it's called renege. So we used to play spades, and we used to like gamble with our cupcakes and our cornbread. And I know it sounds weird, but this is true fucking story. But we used to gamble with our cupcakes and our cornbread and shit. Well, since I'm new to the game, I reneged and I didn't realize it. But my partner, who was in jail probably for attempted murder, my partner looked at me and was like, don't say shit. Don't say shit. Don't tell me you reneged. Because he didn't want to give up his cake. And I was like, so I'm sitting at the spades table, and I'm only in there for, like, disrupting school, trying to fight a police officer or some shit. But I'm in there with, like, people who are in holding until they go to prison for, like, attempted murder, assault and battery, and all kind of shit. So I'm at the spades table kind of scared because I reneged, and these two thug-ass niggas are looking at me. It's like, yo, nigga, you reneged. You ain't saying shit. Read them books back. And I'm like, mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. Right? So So finally, they figured out I read Nick, and they pulled the books. My partner's like, "Nah, fuck that. We ain't pulling no books. Blah blah blah. Y'all called it too late." And I'm thinking that, yo, these motherfuckers are about to fight, and I gotta back my partner up, so I'm about to fight. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, "All right, man, fuck it. You know, I can't be no bitch out here. You know." And I was like 17. I was like one of the youngest ones in there. And as soon as like, shit was about to pop off, I looked over my shoulder, and guess who it was? The fucking jail kingpin was like, "Yo, ain't nobody fuck with my nigga." I was like, "All right." And I still felt bad, so I ended up giving up my cornbread and my cake to the two dudes, like, without my homeboy having to give it up his. So, Paul. So, yeah, that's my jail story.
I don't have one. Oh. I don't. Nope.
Mm. Nope. Okay, this is what year was this? This is like 2005, I want to say. I caught a little charge for something, whatever. But they gave me like a bigger charge than I was supposed to get because the person I was with. So I had to get processed, blah, blah, blah. Go down to what they call the tombs in Manhattan. That's like the little jail of the city. That's like before you go to Rikers. I wasn't going that far, but as I was in like the processing area, I got there first. So I had like my towel and everything. I was laying down. I was taking a nap because I already know I'm going to be there, but I'm not sleeping hard or nothing like that. So I start hearing people pouring in. Nobody's telling me to move. Everybody got their own spot. But all of a sudden, I hear a voice. Something goes, this is going to defeminize me. So I wake up like, what the fuck? And I look, and it's a tranny in the cell with us. And I'm like, wow, I had never seen no shit like this before. And he's just going on about crazy about how his face is going to be hairy and this and that. I just like, wow, it's going to be a long couple days right here. I just went back.
So mine is kind of weird. So, Red, remember when I went in what was it, 2017?
I think so.
2017, I went in.
Oh, yeah, because you disappeared, and we was like, yo, where the fuck did that? And then, and then somebody hit me up and was like, yo, you, okay, yeah, I remember.
No, but, what's it called? Long story short, they were taking the wrong amount out for child support. So, I never noticed, because when you look on your check, you just look to see if child support is taken out. You're just like, okay, they took it out, it's good. But long story short, what happened was, you know, they were supposed to process a 5 and they processed a 3.
Yeah.
So it was just a finger slip, and we had to wait till they got back and said that's an accident on our part, blah, 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 blah. So I was in jail for a month, right? So we're doing processing in so we can, you know, go from the holding cells to the cells, right? So you can get your cell block. So there was a guy in front of me. I never forget his name. His name is Kenny Crumley, right? Weird name, I know. So, you know, you're sitting there ass naked, right? So they actually, I'm dead serious. It sounds funny, but you're sitting there ass naked in a line. Like,
what?
Not a cattle line where you're touching, you know, nut the butt. Pause.
Because they gotta check you and make sure you don't bring anything
That you'll make it.
Yeah, they did ours in the room, man. Like,
so Kenny Crumley was right in front of me. And I never forget this. They said, spread, lift your nutsack. You know, spread your cheeks, lift your nutsack, and cough. So I'm just like, how in the hell could you do all that at one time? So he spread it, lifted, and coughed. And all you heard was, I said, what the fuck is that? Crack rocks fell out of his asshole.
Wow.
And they're just like, you know, and like an officer team came out, like 6 officers came out, threw him against the wall, and they were just like doing a cavity search and everything, no lube and everything. And he's like, you're in my ass! You're in my ass! It's like, well, you got crack in your ass. Like, the whole time, I'm just like, yo. They better figure this shit out, because So...
You know what that reminds me of? I think, you know, shout out to Rob, but I think one of the funniest stories I ever heard about jail. You remember Rob's story?
Yes.
About the Snake. About the white boy, you know. Shout out to Rob. That story is funny as fuck. Snake. The white dude Snake with the big prison. Yo. Oh man, I can't tell the story now, but yeah. Good I do got one. Buddy. I do got one other ain't shit story about jail. I mean, one time I went to jail on my side chick at the time. I went to jail on her birthday, and after dropping my main chick off at the airport, and at the time, something happened with my car or whatever, and I went to jail. And my side chick had to bail me out on her birthday. And then she asked me if I wanted to go to the club with her later that night, and I told her no. That is some ain't shit stuff.
that's true.
Ain't shit stuff right there.
That's a true story, too.
That is, and it was fucked up. I'm sorry, but, you know, it is
what it is. The next question is kind of weird, but hear this question out. The next question is, do you ever feel like you're in a music video?
All the time. And depending on what mood I'm in, depending on what kind of genre of music it is.
Okay. That's fair.
Not really, but I think kind of like what your brother said too. It depends what music you're listening to and you really get into it and you start kind of, you know, feeling like you're them and shit. It's like, oh, okay. Don't put YG on. Get it, you know? Gotcha. But yeah, sometimes.
Gunner.
I don't know about a music video, but sometimes it just, I guess mostly when you're like driving and listening to something, you get a little out of, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like that, of like actually in a music video with choreography and backup dancers and shit. Nah.
All right. You know. I never feel like I'm in a music video, but I always feel like there's this invisible camera looking at me. And if somebody says something like out of coof, I look at my invisible camera. And then I look back at the person.
Oh, breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall. And I think everybody does that.
I mean, when I was a kid, I used to like do like the, what's the New Edition song?
If It Isn't Love?
Yeah, I used to know that whole shit like that.
Words.
Like remember the time or something like that, but that's about it.
The next question is not even a question. It's let's go.
Where are we going?
There we go.
Yeah, where are we going?
Shout out to correspondent Mikey. That was his.
Yes, sir.
I don't call anybody out, but you know, like I give credit where credit's due. We give people their flowers. We give Mikey his flowers. Yoga, let's go.
Let's get it.
All right. So there is the question that says, I guess this is more geared to Two Gun and I. Is there an episode that you had that you don't listen to?
I can't really call it because I don't really go back and listen to them like that.
Right, you don't do playbacks.
Is there any episode I don't like? Only if it was like technical difficulties or something like that, where it cut off, had to cut back on, you know, just like that. Right. Nothing. There's no episode that I don't like.
Right.
Yeah, it was no that episode with that one bitch.
Nasty Nelly.
Yeah, fuck that episode. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that episode was pretty bad. And then on top of that, she was driving home and it was raining, so all you could hear when she was talking was rain on the windshield.
Oh, damn.
And old noise. Sound like she was smoking a cigarette with the window down or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She wasn't throwing boxes down the stairwell?
I don't know what she was doing. That was a whole waste of an episode right there.
The only episode I listened to where I can't deal with the playback, and we discussed this earlier, was our first episode of last year. Because, and you know, I talked to Two Gun about this today, and when the show happened, it's just when the playback happened, you can hear like Two Gun flushing times.
Sound like, man, I was high as a kite. I was floating through this house.
Like, you can hear him like close the microwave and like press buttons and everything. That's the only episode that I do not listen to.
And when nature calls,
I'll play back our shit a lot, but that's the only episode I'm just like, you know what? I can't.
I ain't about to hold in no shit for no audience. I gotta go.
So the next question reads, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
Based on that question earlier, I would tell my 20-year-old self to go ahead and fuck that girl after the first two nights. No, I think what I would have told my 20-year-old self, a couple of things. First thing is try to be more financially responsible earlier. You know what I mean? I learned the lesson of what financially responsible really meant late. Like when you have money, you don't really have money.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So I think I learned that lesson late. And got myself in the bind early. Also, there's a lot of situations as a white girl slayer where you have to avoid certain traps and certain mistakes. And I think I would have warned myself about some of those earlier.
Gotcha.
As well. Yeah, because some of these women, they are shiesty out there. Right. So they will have you hiding in the bathroom while some other motherfucker is like running through their house. So yeah, you gotta be you gotta be careful out there, man. Gotta be careful out there.
I would have told myself, my 20-year-old self, that it gets better and not to give up.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm going to go along with what Red said, like, you know, be a little bit more smart with the finances. I would tell myself, stay out of them strip clubs. You do not need to go 3 times a week. No. Stay out. Save that money. That's about it.
What would I tell
myself? And then not procrastinate about shit. That I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
I would tell my 20-year-old self on the lines of Roe, it gets better. It gets better. So it's just 20 years old, we really don't know ourselves. We're still figuring ourselves out. The best thing that ever happened to me at 20 was my daughter was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but... just tell myself things get better and things are going to get better.
Yo, I remember Digga, I mean, for what it's worth, man, like when you were around like that 20-21 age, you know what I mean, when we first started, like, was really out in them streets.
Yeah, living on
earth. I ain't gonna lie, man, you was a fucking legend, man. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, man. I was, like you made shit happen, man. Like, you know, I owe at least like 3 or 4 of, you know, these white girls that I've slayed to you because you was out there. You would say, oh, yo, this is my brother, man. Holla at my nigga. And it was like, okay. And I was like, hey, this motherfucker's a legend right here. Appreciate you, nigga.
Yeah, man, I was married at the time, so I just couldn't have him no more. So you just passed the black book down.
Yeah, man. Hey,
you said you was married at 20?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, believe it or not, something that Mark probably doesn't know is I got married at 19.
Throw it all away, huh?
Yeah, do it all away. Early.
My playing days are over.
That's when you're young, man, you sometimes get those blinders on, man. You can't really see.
A few years I found myself in a stadium trying to see if I still fit. Let me see if I can still play. True story, though.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The last question of the night reads, how do you set yourself up to accomplish all your long-term or short-term goals?
For me... Now,
this is going to be weird, but go ahead.
My answer or your?
No, go ahead. No, go ahead with yours.
No, I mean... For me, like, since, like, development and goal setting is actually part of my actual job because, you know, I have to help, you know, people that I work under me with that kind of stuff. It's always the same as what I kind of do for them at work. It's all about setting what is called SMART goals, if y'all have ever heard of that. And then setting little manager goals in order to reach that big goal, right? So you want to have like the big picture perspective of where you want to be. And then you got to look at the different smaller goals and smaller steps that you have to take to get there. It's not one big swing, and it could also take some time. So just being realistic with yourself and knowing what the overall big accomplishment is and what small goals are going to get you there. And just kind of work it step by step and don't rush yourself into getting to where the big picture is. You're going to get there eventually. If you do the things the right way, you don't want to miss a step and then have to go back and backtrack and then redo that step again. Cause that's just going to make the process take longer. So small goals lead to bigger goals.
Word, word, word.
Read the question again, Digga, please.
The question reads, hold on, I got preoccupied. It says, how do you set yourself up to accomplish all your long-term / short-term goals?
Honestly, I just take it day by day. I write a lot of stuff down, like I journal a lot and stuff, but about what I want to do. But in all honesty, I just take it day by day, and I'm going to get there when I'm going to get there. And I'm going to just keep pushing. That's it.
Gotcha.
Yep. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know, just think, take some thoughts, figure it out. Mm-hmm. You just got to start somewhere. That's the main thing. You got to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, at least try. You know, if you never try, nothing will never happen. At least give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then just let it kind of work itself out.
Right. So mine's just, like I said, is going to sound weird. But I write out on a vision board what I want to do in XYZ amount of time. So just as long as I can see my goal, I feel like I can accomplish it. Like if I have in my head, this is what I want to do, it'll never happen. But if I see what I'm trying to do, where I can visually see it and mentally see it, I have a better likelihood of accomplishing it. Sounds corny, no.
No,
that makes sense.
Not at all.
There's a lot of people who got to actually see what they're trying to accomplish as opposed to like thinking about it. You got to put that shit out your head and put it somewhere else where you can actually visualize it.
Yeah, a lot of serial killers did that.
Really? Really, guns?
Go up in the basement and there's a whole vision board of targets. Like, what's going on in here? You want to kill a little lady from the grocery store? Did she done double bag your potato chips? Oh, no, my God.
Wait. Hey, but guns, he said he just puts his stuff on the bed. Like, I didn't hear him say anything about any newspaper clippings and shit. You know what I mean? Typically, those serial killers got the newspaper clippings.
He go find a big border with thumbtacks and string connected to everybody.
Pictures and stuff.
6 degrees of separation from everybody.
This is my vision board.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony, and this is the Troublemakers Podcast. And on Talk Tuesday, this is the Core Four. So, first show of the year. We got it down.
Hey.
Yes, indeed.
We're getting closer to 200.
Oh yeah, we're at 190. This will be show 197.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So
hey,
anything planned for the 200?
Maybe. Gunner?
I was thinking about trying to have everybody who was on the previous show have at least like 5 to 10 minutes of talk time.
Right. Okay. So that way, you know, when this person gets off, we can put this person on and vice versa.
Yeah, that sounds dope.
So, like, honestly speaking, for us to even reach 200 is a blessing.
That's dope.
For people to sit there and still give us questions on Talk Tuesday and give us over an hour of material to talk about is a blessing.
Yeah.
To have a core four is a blessing. Like, I'm just trying to take 2022, and I'm not only trying to do this podcast, but I'm trying to expand it where we all can benefit from it.
Yeah. Awesome. And I appreciate being part of that core four.
Me too. Right?
Actually,
yeah, bro.
Like I said, the fans named it the core four. They just say our vibe and energy when we get together is just like unmatched because you got four different opinions.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So, like, thank you for that. And one thing I want to encourage my listeners to do is share the show. Mm-hmm. Put it on your social media. Put it on, you know, like, while you're with people so they can listen to it. Tell somebody about it. Like, that's going to help us in the long run.
Sure is.
Gunner? These aren't closing statements, by the way. I just want...
I know. I wanted to say something. You know they got a new variant of COVID? Another one?
Oh, God. Yes,
in France.
The IHU. Yeah.
It already has...
IHU.
I hate
you? No, IHU.
Basically.
Basically.
And it has 46 mutations.
Oh, damn. What is a fucking Pokemon?
Listen.
shut the
name.
This thing is like some gremlins. You throw water on the nigga and it's like
shit. Stop feeding them after fucking midnight.
Yeah, what was it? Feed them
for real. Jesus Christ.
Damn. Shut the nation down again.
Wow.
Ain't nobody gonna do it. They still gonna be having house parties.
Airbnbs and shit.
Wow. In your case, bro, quinceañeras.
Oh, wow.
Lord.
Yo. hey, real quick, I don't mean to get sidetracked, but I heard a funny story about Airbnb. So apparently, I think it's Oregon, of all places. I think in Oregon, they no longer are allowing like any Airbnb in Oregon to look at the person's profile until after they book the place, so there can be no racial profiling. Now, when I read that story, the only thing I could think of is like, yo, like, what niggas want to go to Oregon outside of Portland? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, unless you want to go see Damian Lillard, you got no business being up there. Like, that's my opinion.
That's true.
I don't know.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys and
hey guys,
boys,
let's just go to Portland.
I'll see you there next week.
There's a species of tree that I want to climb.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Diggy Jones. That's Chief D'Antoni. I want to thank Core 4 members Rowan Red for being on the podcast.
Thank you. This is
the newly branded Troublemakers podcast.
Yeah.
Closing statements in the same order that we went.
Once again, it's a new year. So if you haven't been working on yourself since last year, don't wait till now. I think we talked about the last podcast. Don't wait till now because of New Year to start. I mean, you always should be working on developing and moving yourself forward. Other than that, I should have fucked that girl. I'm still thinking about it. I mean, she was bad though. I didn't know they moved that fast, but you live and you learn. I'm happy where I'm at right now. But you live and you learn. Other than that, y'all, thanks for the questions. They're always great.
Word.
Well, Happy New Year to everybody, and I'm very thankful that I'm on this podcast because I enjoy myself all the time. And just stay safe and wash your hands, wash your ass, and that's it.
She didn't wash your ass. She listened to too many episodes.
You gotta wash your ass.
And wash your ass.
The way people eating booty nowadays, that's probably how most of them getting COVID. I'm telling you.
Got COVID ass.
Got
it. Another good show. Thanks to the guests as always. Well, not the guests, the core four.
Yeah.
You know, everybody stay safe. You know, Happy New Year. That's about it.
Yo, you know what, Gunnar? I haven't heard you say send nudes in a while, man.
Cause I ain't been getting none, so you know they're not making my Instagram click. So you know.
What's the new one, Gunnar? The shirt I told you I was gonna make you. The front is gonna say you gonna suck it or not, and then the back's gonna say because I got shit to do.
I got shit to do.
I'm gonna make them that shirt. I already said it. I said it.
All right. And I will wear it.
You will get it.
Preferably at church. Because that's where the freak's at.
Yeah, I'm Digga Jones, and if you know anybody going through seasonal depression or depression in general, please feel free to sit there and send them a message saying, are you good? If they're feeling suicidal, send them the same message. They might listen, they might not. What do I want to end this with? And if you threw a party,
invited everyone you knew,
you would see the biggest gift would be from me.
The card attached would say,
thank you for being a friend.
Before I close out, you know what would be some fuck shit?
What?
If they announce Betty White's death and you know how they're doing their 100th birthday celebration on TV?
Oh, damn.
And she popped out and was like, you bitches got, I got you bitches good.
Where? Oh, man.
Nah, because that's time I had to kill that bitch.
Oh, shit.
Nah, but
be like, them is jokes.
You know how I'm going to end the show today?
How?
How am I going to end the show, guys?
With a Dirty White Boy?
Oh, wow.
I missed that song.
Hey, there it is.
We got to get a new ending song for 2022.
Yes.
What, Dirty White Boy's not good enough?
Nah, we got to change it.
Some new news.
We got to switch it up.
All right. I have a new song at the end of next show. How about that?
Nice. Yes.
Bet.
All right. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, God bless and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.